Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, a tremendous job by the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday and all season. 14-3 is incredible. So congrats to them. Perhaps more importantly, because I think it's a bigger achievement for guys like Jack Fritz and Tom Kelly, who, let's be real, not exactly Robert Redford and Paul Newman. These guys both somehow found a lady, and somehow both have yet again become fathers. Congratulations. Over the break, both Jack Fritz and Tom Kelly's wife having kids. It's a wonderful thing. The WIP family expanding. And we thank their wives for their service.
For James, their service.
I mean, how do you explain Fritz and TK as dads?
I can't. What is it coming to?
Yeah. No, we're happy for those guys. All jokes aside, great stuff. Jack Fritz and Tom Kelly and their families, all with some new kids.
So
good
stuff. Were either of the babies born on Christmas?
I know Jack's was January 2nd. I think Tom's was like
a couple days back.
Yeah, it was close to Christmas, but not
Christmas. These are tough birthday points.
Totally, like, for those it's kids, a tough spot.
Yeah, those kids, it's kind of like,
hello,
you know,
John,
Christmas.
The 29th.
Yeah, it really is problematic.
It is.
I have a daughter who was born December 10th, and it's like she sort of gets
that. Yeah, mine's the 4th. Zoe's the 4th, and it's okay. Zoe's cousin is December 26th, and it's the worst. Like, the kid even, we went down for his birthday, and he even said, he's like, my birthday sucks. And I was like, this is horrible.
It really is.
Horrible.
He's
7 years old. He's saying, what a terrible day for my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, congratulations, both guys, both families.
Well, John,
man,
how do you
those
think
kids are going to be resentful?
How do you think? How do you think Jesus feels?
I know
Jesus was born December 24th.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right, let's talk some injuries.
Pass the presents for Jesus.
I did not see that coming. That was a good one.
NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. We do it on the Monday after every Eagles game. This one a different one because obviously the players that are pretty much going to suit up in the postseason for the most part didn't play yesterday, but there's still a lot to talk about with Dr. Adam Lyons. He's a sports medicine specialist with AdvoCare Stoll Medical Group in Philadelphia. His expertise includes the knee, the shoulder, the back, the spine. Put it another way, all of it, including concussion, stem cell therapy, and more. Let's welcome Dr. Lyons to the program. Good morning, Dr. Lyons.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. All right, so the big one for the Eagles, obviously, is Jalen Hurts. Missed two games. Now, wasn't going to play yesterday anyway, but has not yet been cleared from concussion protocol. How concerning do you think it should be for Eagles fans that he wasn't cleared prior to yesterday, even though he would have sat out? Does it worry you for the postseason?
I'm not concerned yet. So for most people to know, the NFL concussion protocol, 5 steps, just as a general summary, exercise without symptoms, practice without symptoms, be able to get hit without symptoms, and balancing that against, player safety, of course. For Jalen, and for most players, we try to progress them as quickly as possible for a few reasons, but namely because at the end of this process, an independent neurologist has to come in and clear the player.
Yep.
So you might tell the player, hey, they're good to go, and an independent neurologist says, actually another day might help, but if that's Sunday, that's no good. Now, in Jalen's case, as you alluded to, there's reason to sort of slow him down. One, we had the 2 seed locked up already, and there was time to sort of take our time. But the other thing to remember is Jalen's dealing with an injury to his non-dominant hand. So it doesn't make sense to put him in a position to further worsen that at this point. So
but you don't think they'd be allowed to slow it down, would they? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it's two different issues.
No, you can progress the player as you need to. You can't.
Which is what they're doing.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
He didn't play last week. But Johnny wasn't going to play.
But the implication.
Why would they progress?
Hold on. The implication that he's told you haven't cleared concussion protocol because we don't want you to clear concussion protocol yet.
I don't buy that. Why do we need to clear you?
The point is they don't have to go through the steps to technically clear him. No, the point is they don't have to exercise. They don't have to do that.
No, I understand they don't. But, I mean, so does he still need to meet with a doctor today? Then it could have happened on Friday? I mean, what's the point of that?
Sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
You're good. I love it. We'll know more, Tuesday and Wednesday this week if he's progressing as he's supposed to. You know, that's pretty much telltale that he'll be fine. But to your point, no, you can't tell a player, hey, have symptoms. But you can say, hey, listen, there's no point in you practicing with
the team. No point in rushing it. Exactly.
Right, which is the final step in clearance.
Yeah.
But you can't clear a player if he's not practicing.
Yeah, right. And it's
I don't believe that. You can clear a player and say, we're choosing not to have you practice.
Because the
players are given a week off. That's why.
Huh?
What do you mean, huh?
I don't understand what you're talking
about.
John, there's no reason to clear him.
Sure there
why
is.
Why are you pushing him through? Like
You're not pushing him through. If he's cleared, he's cleared.
That's not how it works. Where is this independent neurologist that needs to clear him? And how does that work, Doc? Is he going to come in from some site elsewhere?
So the NFL employs a bunch of independent neurologists, so they can come in. But again, you know, I'm not too worried at this point. And again, if everything progresses, but you'd also don't want to show your cards. You want Green Bay practicing for Jalen. You want them practicing for everyone. You know, any advantage you can have is an advantage.
Okay, interesting. Let's talk about the Packers quarterback because Dr. Adam Lyons with us from NovaCare here. So, big situation yesterday. We find out the Eagles are going to play Green Bay, but Jordan Love, with an injury, did not finish the game. Said after the game he had lost feeling in his right hand after falling on his arm in that game yesterday. What would be your sense of what this could be and the impact for him on Sunday?
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So he's playing. He already put out a comment that he's playing. This is a bone bruise to what's called the medial epicondyle, but you can think of it as basically a swollen elbow. Why this is important is because what's called your ulnar nerve goes past this spot. Now, usually nerves run really deep. They run with arteries and veins, and you can't really hit them. At this spot in the elbow, called the funny bone, most people go by it, if you hit it, the ulnar nerve gets hit, and the ulnar nerve controls the sensation to your ring and pinky finger. So that's what people are usually accustomed to. You know, if you ever sleep funny or you ever hit your elbow the wrong way and you get that numbness and tingling in your ring and pinky, and you want to shake your hand off. And there's actually a video of him, of Jordan shaking his hand. So these are pretty classic football injuries and contact injuries.
Yeah.
The main thing to be thinking about, though, is that your ulnar nerve, your ring and pinky finger, control your grip strength. So you wonder if this is injured, you had cold weather, is he more prone to botch snaps?
Absolutely.
Instead of just a hand on him, a fumble, and that's what you're looking for.
That's a great point. And nerves, regeneration of nerves, Doc. If he doesn't have feeling in his pinky and ring finger, as he says, there's no saying when that feeling comes back, correct?
Correct. Nerves take forever to come back.
Right.
Could
be 6 months. Could be never. It could be tomorrow.
We'll take a week, John.
We'll take a week. That's exactly right. All right, what about Christian Watson, Doc? So he leaves the game, non-contact knee injury. Doesn't sound good for him. What's your sense of this?
Yeah, so if you see the video of it, it looks like a pivot injury, tough to tell. these type of injuries typically are ligaments. So you worry in the worst case scenario an ACL. You know, it's hard to tell without doing an exam and correlating it with the MRI. But I can't imagine he's playing. And, you know, the Packers, when you run on the field and do the exam, we as the physicians know pretty instantaneously what the player has. And given the Packers' response, it sounds like not only is he out for tomorrow, but they're probably weighing if he'll be back, probably at what point he'll be back next season.
Doc, when you put a guy on that cart, it's pretty decisive. After you do the check, you know, that you're talking about, and then you put him on the cart, normally that's because he needs, you know, MRI, he needs x-ray. There is something that
he's in trouble for the game. There's no doubt. All right, Dr. Adam Lyons, again, for more information about Dr. Lyons, get yourself to AdvocareStoleMedicalGroup.com. It's the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Thanks, Dr. Lyons. Appreciate
you,
it, buddy.
Doc.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, an awful lot up ahead, including the Bad to the Bone Award season edition, at least regular season edition. We'll get to that. Ray Dittinger joins us at 7:55 in the full NFL playoff schedule for week 1 of the postseason. We'll get to that next as well.